大家好，你正在收听由 Jenny 和 Jason 为大家带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason and happy Women's Day. Today is March 8th, which is Women's Day, right?
对，所以呢，我们当然要祝福我们所有的女性听众们三八妇女节快乐，三八女生节、女神节快乐啊。
That's right. And we're going to be talking about a really special woman today.
哎，对，那其实呢，在我们生活当中，每一位女性都非常的特别，因为有女性，我们的妈妈才有了我们的生命哈。那我们今天节目要跟大家分享、要聊的这位女性呢，是一位非常优秀，而且一直给人带来惊喜、inspiration 以及正能量和力量的女生，她就是贾玲。
That's right, Jia Ling, this very special, interesting woman, and we're excited to talk about her. It's going to be a lot of fun.
对，其实贾玲今年的春节档啊一直延续到现在。She's really been in the news and she's been in, you know, in the public discourse, Jason. 因为她的电影热辣滚烫是中国整个 Chinese New Year box office 的 number one, 非常的厉害。
Yeah, what did it earn? $5.4 billion? That's a lot of money.
几十亿人民币吧，对。然后我觉得也现在非常 exciting 的就是他这部电影要在全球上映。So, I haven't seen the full version, 因为我这个非常 respect IP rights, 我就等到三月中他在新加坡上映，我要去看。但是我们今天要说说的就是贾玲她一开始You know, she became famous for her comedic performance. 就是一个非常优秀的、非常成功、非常受欢迎的喜剧明星，因为笑星。但是这几年，哇，大家发现她有很多不同的才华，开始做导演。第一部电影就票房就50多亿人民币。And then she followed this with an even bigger success.
That's incredibly impressive, right? And she was well known kind of for something special about...The way she looks, partially, right?
Oh, 对，你说了一点，就是之前的贾玲，她是一个比较胖胖的女生。然后你知道，胖胖的女生就是经常会让人觉得是哦，她们就是开心果。因为开心果在英文 as a nut, it's called pistachio, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's really funny.
对对对，可是英文里面你不能叫一个就是带给人很多欢笑的人 a pistachio.
Yeah, if you called someone a pistachio, I think they would look pretty confused.
哎，那你们会怎么形容一个就是 you know 开心果 like someone who always makes people laugh and you know bring them happiness?
I think you'd probably just say they're a really happy person, and maybe happy go lucky.
这 happy go lucky, 我觉得会形容我们外人眼光中的贾玲，就觉得哦，她很 lucky in the sense that 她现在事业特别的好嘛，做导演，然后所有电影都自己制作，很多的 critical and commercial success 又叫好又叫座。但我觉得她不光是 lucky 那么简单，我们等一下还会说她整个的 journey 非常非常的努力，是吧
？Yeah, this isn't luck, right? She's an extremely hard working.
Exactly. 其实关于贾玲真的有很多的东西说啊，但是因为这部电影热辣滚烫在中国非常的受欢迎。Why don't we circle back to the movie itself? 哎，讲讲这部电影。首先，它的英语片名 official English name 和中文很不一样，
非常的不一样。那中文的是 what? It's about soup.Right, hot soup.
你想到麻辣烫是吧？张亮麻辣烫 ，Yeah, like hot, spicy, boiling and burning.
Yeah, right. But the English has nothing to do with soup, right?
What's the English name of this movie?
YOLO, which is actually an acronym. YOLO is not a word, right? It stands for You Only Live Once.
没错，缩写啊，很容易明白，就是你只活一次，人生只有一次。
I think this started as like a hashtag, right? And it's just all about really appreciating your life, right? You have this one chance at life, so don't waste it.
没错没错，就是要好好的尽兴的去过自己的人生，活出自己的精彩啊。然后 YOLO 让我就像 Jason 说，他一开始是就 social media 社交网络上面的一个标签，一个什么热议话题。然后还有一个就是叫 FOMO, 对吧？叫 fear of missing out, 然后那个是比较 negative 一点。
Yeah, FOMO is definitely not positive. FOMO is like when you know your friends are out having fun and you feel so, oh man, I wish I could be there, and you're depressed and upset because you're not there enjoying the same things they are.
对，但这部电影 it's not about that. This movie is about self-discovery, is about, you know, having the courage to face your challenges and then overcoming them.
Yeah, it's really a coming of age kind of story, it sounds like, right?
哎，你说的很好。Coming of age 在英语里是一个固定说法，然后它这里讲的跟年龄有关嘛。我们通常形容的是十几岁青春期的时候，就是从一个稚气未脱的孩子，然后到一个少年，可能到十八二十岁成人，也是 self discovery， 对吧？自我发现，更加明白自己，懂得自己，成熟的这么一个过程。But this phase 这个阶段 coming of age 其实也可以用在any stage of your life.
Sounds like it's definitely about becoming an adult, but not necessarily, right? It's kind of a template for a style of story.
哎，是的，是的。好，那讲到这个 story, 其实这部电影里面的贾玲就跟她真实的人设，人设，我们就是说她真实的这个 life story, 这个 persona 是非常像。她是一个比较胖胖的女生，因为她的这个外形在社会上面是社交圈里面是比较受冷落的，甚至比较受这个嘲笑，然后他自己就也比较 antisocial， 就宅在家里很多年， and then she was unemployed， 也没工作。其实他宅在家很多年，然后后来又失业， so she was jobless, unemployed， 就是 self esteem， 自尊心其实受很大的打击。
Yeah, so she was just kind of in a depressive period, right? And stuck at home, not working, but maybe building up in her mind and her spirit this like energy to create all this awesome art, it seems like.
But 这个电影的重头戏转折来了，她决定，我不能讲，我要换一种方式来生活， because you only live once, right?
That's right. And she kind of found this hobby of boxing, right? To kind of get out there and change her life.
对，因为他的这个 boxing 好像也是比较 stumbled upon it， 就是也是一些巧合，机缘的巧合哈， like twists and turns， 诶，最后就 met a boxing coach， 一个拳击的教练， and then through boxing， 就他之前特别 unexpected， 自己想也没有想到的，他不仅找到了自己所热爱的一个 passion， 然后 it helped her find herself， and it helped her really find or unearthher self-esteem.
So it also maybe helped her break out of her shell, right?
Oh, 对，你用这句话特别好， to break out of one's shell. Shell 就是一个壳嘛，对吧？ Like an eggshell, 鸡蛋有蛋壳。那当我们讲一个人 break out of their shell 的时候，我们是在形容什么呢？
It's almost like they have this limitation on themselves, right? They're kind of trapped inside of the limits of their egg or their, you know, their shell, and they break out of it and kind of become this new thing and grow.
对，我觉得中文比较像的可能是破茧而出。You know, we use the image of a moth breaking out of the cocoon.
That's a great one. I think that's even better.
这就是一个非常励志的故事嘛。然后我觉得不管你是不是有这个 body image, 有这个 weight issue or struggles, 就每个人都能在这个故事里面看到自己，找到自己。因为我觉得我们肯定都 at one point or another have faced self-doubt, 自我质疑， faced, like you said, a pretty down, even depressing period of life.
Yeah, and maybe you just have all these things holding you back, right?
是是是，你说 holding you back 就是 limitations, 对吧？不管是别人设定给你的还是自己设的。
Yeah, and so because of that, right, this movie is just like so inspiring because it's all about somebody doing that, breaking out of their shell, growing, becoming a new person, and making all this new success and growth.
对，然后就开启了自己热辣滚烫的人生啊。So she opened up her life, her hot and spicy and boiling and burning life.
It's not that she went and became a, you know, selling 麻辣烫 or something.
我想 founder 肯定叫张亮嘛，或者杨国福，他们人生也很开挂啊 ，because of selling 麻辣烫。Huge success.
Yeah, maybe she can start her own 麻辣烫 brand.
对，我觉得如果贾玲开的话，肯定有很多人支持她，我就会去支持。哎，讲到这个电影的 plot， 不管是剧情还是贾玲本人， a lot of focus on this movie and on her has been her appearance, her physical appearance, 她的外形，她的身材，就是从以前一个胖胖的女生到这次 filming this movie, 她瘦了100斤 so like almost half of her body weight.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight to lose, and especially for a role in a movie, right? There's a time limitation on that, too.
但我看他的几个访谈啊，他都说他刚开始要拍这个电影，改编自一部日本的电影，不是就是说，哦，我希望这个电影的 focus 就是怎么减肥。It's really about 我们刚刚说的 break out of one's shell, right? From self-doubting to finding your true self and self-esteem.那个是核心是 focus. She really hopes that that's what people take away from. 也因为这部电影 like she lost 50 kilos over a year. 其实是一个 gradual, 而且是一个 holistic, 一个 healthy, 健康的一个过程。
Ah, so she wasn't just trying to lose this weight for the role. She was actually trying to do that in her own personal life. And like in the interview with her, right? She's even saying how, you know, she liked herself.When she used to be bigger, when she was larger, she didn't mind, right? And she doesn't want the focus to be on her losing this weight because she thinks that might reflect negatively on her being bigger, right?
对 and also, you know, bigger plus-sized people, right?
Yeah, we don't usually say the word fat in English too much these days. It's kind of become offensive to say that. It's a little too direct.
但是所以这里我也想问一下 Jason 啊当我们形容一个人的体重 someone's, you know, weight 的时候比如中文我觉得 it really depends on your tone, how you say it, 胖 can either be quite harmless or it could be very hurtful. 但是在英文里面像你说的这个 fat, 基本上现在就是觉得比较 hurtful, it's something like you should avoid saying.
Yeah, when I was growing up, that word was really common, but these days it's considered kind of offensive. It's too direct, right? It's not polite, and people who are bigger or plus size prefer if you say something like bigger or plus size.
Oh, 所以反而 bigger 是可以的。但这里比较重要就是不能直接说 big, 是吧？要说 bigger.
Yeah, I think often we say bigger.
当英语你用比较级的时候它是有一个 softens the tone, 让语气比较婉转。就像我们说胖 versus 有点胖比较胖有点这个意思。
对。And even if they're really big, right, you still might say bigger just to be kind of polite, you know?
Right. What was the other phrase you used? Plus size?
Yeah, plus size or plus sized. You could also use a D
adjective,
on the end and
对对对
say plus size. Yeah.
加大加大嘛。这个是也现在是 acceptable, 是吧是比较 polite 的。
Yeah, this is pretty common too. And I think it originates from clothing, like the clothing sizes, right? So if you have a
yeah,
plus
exactly.
size clothing store, right? Yeah.
大码,对,像中文也是要会说大码服装,对吧?大码男装,大码女装啊。Plus sized.好,那
大爸呢?
大,没有啊,是马不是妈。你这个
痛死吗
四声很重要对这里跟大家讲一下因为对很多英语系就是说英语的人来说在英语里面没有这个一声二声三声四声的概念是吧 So really tones 是一个挑战
If it was 大妈
大妈就是有大妈了but it's different. 比如像我40多岁我马上就要进入大妈的年龄了 you know? Like an auntie, like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, that's different, yeah.
Yeah, different. 好那最后再快快问你一下比如我还听到像 overweight, 甚至 obesity 这样的词这个形容人的比较 plus size OK 吗
它比较科学的 right? So it sounds kind of scientific and official to say somebody is obese in particular. It's like the scientific way of saying somebody is oversized or has too much weight.
对 overweight 就是你去检查身体的时候医生会说 Oh, you're a little overweight. You should watch what you eat. You should exercise more. 医生可能会这样跟你讲。
Yeah, these terms actually have a standard, right? There's a real way to measure if somebody is obese, and it's like a comparison of their body fat to muscle, right?
对对，其实说到这个 plus sized 啊，比较胖胖的人，就像节目一开始说的，会给人一个感觉就是他很可爱，然后确实在生活当中，哎，很多是开心果。然后贾玲 you know, I think one of the reasons she really broke out 就是她这个喜剧天赋再加上她以前的这个形象好像就 fit 很多人脑子里的 Oh, you know, she's a very happy, very funny 胖胖的女生 chubby girl 这样
Yeah, maybe she was fitting into that stereotype too, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Of
just this happy kind of plus size girl.
对就像你说是一个别人脑子里的那种概念对吧 A stereotype. But 今天节目最后我们想说说为什么Both Jason and I, we find her so inspiring. 其实 Jason 之前不知道她但因为准备今天的节目也看了很多她的专访 clips. And you said, wow, like, she's really awesome. 她真的很厉害。
Yeah, you can tell just from a little bit of watching her that she's a very authentic person, right? She refuses to kind of change who she is because she's becoming famous, which I think is really cool.
对我觉得她非常实在就作为两部这么卖座的电影的导演啊 Her interviews, she never said, oh, you know, I've always wanted to be a director. 我很有觉得自己有很多话要什么分享啊要讲啊什么 She's always like, I'm still not sure about myself as a director.I'm more sure in my second movie than my first movie, but my first movie, I really wasn't sure. 他其实就说那个时候他就是很 authentic 想讲一个他妈妈的故事。他说他自己人生有很多的问题他想来问问观众他们是怎么想。就像你说的他是一个特别真然后特别可爱的而且特别很 humble。
Humble, right? Sounds like she's very humble, yeah.
Very hardworking. 就他一直是会推自己往前嘛。在他做导演之前他其实已经很成功了他已经是中国我觉得已经是完全是 A-list 就是一线的不光是喜剧明星而且是明星但是他不想一直被定位在那边英文有一个说法、
yes.
好像和鸽子有关
Yeah, that's right. She didn't want to be pigeonholed, right? She didn't want to be known as only a comedian, right? She wanted to do more than that.
哎，对，所以 to be pigeonholed人家觉得你就定型了，对吧？把你框在哪儿，你只会做这么一件事 ，just don't bother with other stuff.
Yeah, I think a lot of comedians have this issue, right? And then the really good comedians, some of these really interesting comedians, also end up kind of transitioning into dramatic roles, and that's always very inspiring.
很不容易 ，Yeah， 对对对，就像你说的，很 inspiring， 因为非常的不容易。So I think she really worked against a lot of odds.所以这又是一个很好的说法 to work against odds. 这个 odds 就是一个事情的几率对吧 If the odds are against you, 就是别人觉得你这件事成功的几率很低 But if you work against the odds, 然后你最后还能 overcome, 克服那些
Yeah, that's right. You overcome the odds, right? The odds are against you. It's like going to the casino and it's all stacked against you. The odds are stacked against you, but you succeed anyway.
对然后就是 now she's being taken very seriously as a filmmaker.
Yeah, this is somebody worth listening to, right? Your opinion and your art become something people definitely want to listen to, want to see.
用法也不限于包括那个 to be pigeonholed or to not be pigeonholed, 不限于 celebrities, 明星我们普通人也可以是吗
Yeah, you can say that about anybody, really.
Or yourself, right? I want to be taken seriously. 就不管是你的 at work, or even maybe at home. 你就说我希望就是得到该有的尊重，就别人会重视我，会尊重我。
Yeah, even though we're using the word serious here, I think the subtext underneath that is being respected.
对对对 because you have something to show for. 因为你是有实力的，你是能贡献有价值的。
对。
今天节目的最后三八妇女节我们想说贾玲就是因为她是一个真的我们每个人都可以在她身上看到自己的一些影子不管是什么样的一些挑战不管是什么样的一些困难人生里面都会有 But just to see someone like her journey 一路的旅程哈我觉得看了以后就是很感动然后也很受激励啦
Yeah, not only did she have this weight loss journey which I think weight loss journeys are always so exciting and so inspiring for people but she also has this like art journey right where she's breaking away from being a comedian and doing all this other stuff and refusing to be pigeonholed and yeah, it's just really cool
当然我们都是普通人对吧我们没办法去拍电影写电影啊可是 就是这种 to break.
不一定。
哦，不一定，你有电影梦是吧？对对对 ，You know, life is a journey of self-discovery. It is a journey about finding yourself, and it is a journey about growing and proving yourself to the rest of the world, right? And bringing value to the world.
Yeah, and really following your dreams, right? If you want to do it and you have the passion to do it, you can do it, and that's what she shows, I think, through her story.
就站在她那边啊，为她加油啊 ！We really root for her.
对 yeah, whether it's losing weight or whether it's finally writing that book you want to write or becoming, you know, a dancer, who knows, whatever it is, right? You got to push yourself and break out of your shell and go do it.
对 because you only live once, YOLO, 所以活出自己热辣滚烫的人生哈。
Yes, YOLO, you have to eat 麻辣烫 sorry. That's right, 要热辣滚烫 right?
You
got to get out there and live your one life.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿那最后呢再一次祝我们所有的女性听众们 Happy Women's Day 我想大家应该都看了这部电影啊 What did you enjoy the most about this movie and why do you like 贾玲都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享
Yes, we want to hear what you think about the movie and I plan on watching it myself too so I'm excited to hear what our listeners think
好今天的节目就到这儿我们下次再见
All right, thank you for listening and see you next time